We have to have a very fair assessment of this academic and intellectual icon of early Islam.
His impact is more pronounced in jurisprudence that he formalized.
And tens of thousands of statements and teachings have reached us from Al-Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam.
This is Dialogue, an introduction to the most important dialogues and conversations of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. The program is Dialogue and I'm your host Mahdi. Today we want to talk about one of the great personalities in the history of Islam, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Please stay tuned. The sixth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam, was an incredibly prominent character in the history of the Muslims. He benefited humankind with his highly scientific achievements, many of which had never been seen before by humanity. Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam's instructions in the acts of worship and transactions and his contribution in the field of legislation were amazing achievements that had not occurred before amongst the Muslim masses. And his eminence also had a positive and active share in the establishment of human culture and civilization. The sixth divinely appointed Imam, the son of Imam Baqir alayhi salam, an individual who was divinely appointed by the Almighty Allah, was known to have improved the general public lives of the people and the Muslims, and he was an individual, a divinely appointed Imam, a man from the household of the Holy Prophet, who enhanced human thoughts and discovered many of the secrets of this universe. Welcome back, dear listeners. This is IRIB English Radio, and we're talking about the dialogues of Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam. So we are discussing these interesting and beautiful conversations of the sixth divinely appointed Imam, the sixth rightful successor to the Holy Prophet, His Eminence, Imam as-Sadiq alayhi salam. So we find there's this interesting, again, conversation between Imam Sadiq alayhi salam and one of his companions. And in this conversation, we find that His Eminence, the sixth divinely appointed Imam, he speaks about the urge and the necessity for documenting science. So this is really interesting in and of itself, because, you know, you don't necessarily find that, individuals would document science. And so, you know, this is approximately, you know, about 1,000 or so years ago. That in itself is a big deal, because that's a long time ago when you look at the modern age and things like that. So 1,000 years ago, not only was Imam Sadiq alayhi salam putting forth these beautiful and very profound, you know, scientific things, but at the same time, he was telling people to record and document these things. Now, of course, you know, 1,000 years ago, this idea of documenting science and, you know, preserving science is something that was not very prevalent, you know. This whole scientific method and it's quite interesting that Imam Sadiq alayhi salam is speaking about these things. Again, you know, showing this divine knowledge that they had and this wisdom that they had, which was really transphysical, metaphysical, and it was really amazing. So we find that when Imam Sadiq alayhi salam was speaking with one of his companions, he told his companion, who was, you know, in the advancement of scientific fields and in the progress of scientific fields, and of course he was constantly talking with and was connected with Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. We find that Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, he says to his companion, he says that, write down, as you will not be able to memorize without writing. And then he says on another time to Ibn Zurara, he says, again documenting science, that the Prophet, Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, has said, record the science. And of course, he says that this means to document the science, to preserve the science. And so it's really interesting. I mean, you know, we take it for granted in the present day, the documentation of science, the preservation of science, the ability to be able to record and document the science and the progress that we're making, the experiments that we are doing, the research that we are conducting. So I think it was really amazing that here, 1,000 years ago, ahead, well, way over ahead of his age and his era and his contemporaries, you know, by leagues, we find that Imam Sadiq alayhi salam was speaking about things that are so critical and important to even modern day science in the very present day. This is Dialogue, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. IRIB English Radio, our radio programs and podcasts on iranradio.ir. Now let's listen to Brother Muhammad Al-Hilli, who's going to talk about today's topic.
8 beautiful tips on traveling from Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam. In 2 separate narrations found in Bihar al-Anwar and another in the Amali of Sheikh al-Saduq, Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam describes how we should interact with each other during travel. It is narrated that he said, when you travel in the company of people, consult with them frequently about each of your affairs. Make them smile often and be generous in sharing your provisions with them. When they call you, answer them. And when they ask for your help, assist them. The Imam alayhi salam also said, the ideal courteousness during a journey entails sharing one's provisions freely, joking lightheartedly in matters that do not displease Allah, hardly ever disputing with your traveling companions, and never telling tales about them once you have parted company from them. These are very important words and advice that we should keep in mind during every travel we undertake.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of the program, Dialogue. For more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. Until another episode, God bless you and fi amanillah.